All right, welcome back. I combined some words all into one there. Welcome back. We're going to the fourth hour here of Balance Power. Adam, talk to us.
Yes, there's chaos up front. So I think that the only, unless, I mean, ZN, you have something that you have an opportunity to do a thing to cover your friends as they approach. If you want, you can. You don't have a I don't think you have a weapon that can provide like covering fire exactly.
I have a blaster carbine.
Yeah, but you can shoot at the wall, the guys up on the wall, if you want. The group approaching, so Theron and his guys, they'll get attacked one more time at short range, but by, you know, much less or fewer troopers now, fewer rebels. And then there are the guys on the inside that are basically setting up their blockade. So what do you want to do? Everybody else is sort of preoccupied with running.
I suppose I'll just, while in turret form, kind of like walking, lurking forward, I'll just turn to someone on the wall and with the blaster carbine, just take a shot.
Okay, great.
What would that roll be?
You're at short range. I think they've got some cover behind behind the edge of the wall at this angle.
It is a medium weapon. I don't know if that matters.
Nope, that's just the skill you use for a carbine. I think is
ranged heavy.
Ranged heavy. Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Cool. Okay, so the difficulty is one purple, but I'm gonna use a dark side point.
Okay, so that's an upgrade.
Yep, so one purple, one upgrade, one black, and then you can click your weapon as usual.
Okay. I'm going to use light side too, just to up.
Yeah, and buy an upgrade too.
Yeah.
Cool. All
right, here is the roll. Nice.
There you go. Okay, so you deal 9 damage minus the 3 soak that they have. So you kill one of them.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if he's leaning over, I want to stun him so that he gets stunned and then falls over.
Sure, yeah, you can switch to stun setting. He's going to fall on his neck and die anyway.
That's what you do. You just see someone go like that, get stunned, and then they fall down, and their neck just like shatters.
What's really important when trying to figure out why exactly this is happening is to understand that the Imperials, they program plausible deniability subroutines into their droids. Mm. So this way, later, when you're subpoenaed by the High Imperial Court because this character's family is, you know, suing the Empire, you can be like, I didn't kill him. I just stunned him. Gravity killed him. Yep. That's fine.
Yep. He fell onto the butt of his gun.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, he fell and died, and you can't be held responsible for that.
After that shot, even though it makes no sense for it to occur after the shot, you just hear
target eliminated.
Yeah, and he's just like lying on his face.
Yeah, and then I just continue lurking forward towards the building.
Awesome. Okay, so the rebels that are up on the wall, they're going to need to decide whether to fire at. No, they're gonna fire. They're gonna try to thin out the 8th Street Sixes as they run up because they make up the majority of the sort of bulk of the invading force. So let me go ahead and do this. There's still enough of them that they get their bonus. They're at short range. Okay. All right, sixes. Let's see what you got.
Nice, dude. Right. Wait, that's bad. That's bad. That's bad. That's bad.
Yeah, this is them. This is them getting shot, but it could be worse. So the troopers take strain.
I thought you said let's go sixes, and then you got a success.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah. Realization. Yeah. He's like,
oh
like,
god,
nice,
no,
you
fucking
oh, no, oh, yeah. No,
no. This is rebel troopers.
Yeah.
So they take 10 damage as a group minus their soak. Which what do we say it was for hired thug, which is 4. So they take 6. So you lose one more. So you're down to 4. It's 4 of them. That's how many rebels there
which,
are. So.
Which one did we just lose, Jesse, and what was his role?
His name was Skilbaz Nickeldork. And
was he a Rodian? Was he a Rodian? He sounds like a Rodian.
No, he's a human, but okay. He's from a Rodian planet.
Ah.
Nickeldork is a very popular band on Rodia.
Nickeldork. Yeah, actually, true story, he was in the band Nickeldork. He was the lead singer.
Named after him, yeah.
Yeah, but he fell on hard times, and when he heard that I was looking for a lead singer for my in-house band, he signed on.
But your jizz band.
My in-house jizz band.
Yep.
He signed on, but I realized he was a better shot than he was a singer, and I put him as one of my guards. And now that he's gone, the world will probably be a better place, actually. So no loss.
Nickel Dork was a well-known jizz whaler for a while, and then he was killed. So... Oh well.
Perfect.
Sorry, Nick.
Yep.
Perfect.
Killed the inner city, left to rot. Yeah, cool. So you guys, I guess you approach, because that's the last sort of fusillade. Unless you want to get them to fire again at short range, or you can just run inside.
No, we want to keep a fight going on outside like that. So these guys don't have the opportunity to go back inside.
Okay, so at short range, they can take cover if they want to.
My guys?
Sam, I hate you. You're the worst, and I hate you so much.
What?
Look at this data pad. Every time I do it, makes me mad.
You're the worst. You actually just die. A fucking really? Star Destroyer lands on
that
you.
That was
disgusting. It's Otto from the fucking Force Ghost driving the fucking thing.
That's the song Chisel would dance to. That's how he got her to talk. He played that song over and over again. He's like, look at this thing.
Listen, it's not Skilbaz's fault he never made it as a wise man.
Oh my god, this is how you remind me that I hate all of you. All right? Every single one of you. I hate you all.
Anyway.
No, so my guys can take cover.
Serious battle. So your choices are like basically the wall is here and they're running forward and there's an opening in the wall. So they can run into the opening and not be exposed to fire underneath, but they'll join the inside battle, right? Mm-hmm. They'll be running into a prepared, like some guys with cover that are guarding Greenskin. But you can also stay outside and they can find cover and they can fire up at the walls and deal with the sentries up on the wall.
I think we will we'll stay outside and try to hit the guys in the walls, and I'll signal for Zien to just decimate the hallways. I imagine he'd be much better in a hallway dealing with guys who are undercover than we would ever be,
because
he's got awesome abilities.
A question for you, Adam. Is athletics the check that I would use to climb walls or to climb a wall?
Yeah.
Okay, so Theron like issues me to go inside, and mm-hmm. then over comms you just hear
command ignored,
and then I just start fucking walking up the wall and pull out my vibro axe to get up top to just fucking awesome. Like start destroying these people on the wall.
All right, fine. Then my guys are like, whatever, and then we run inside.
Command disregarded. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Make an athletics check to drag your bulky spherical body up the side of the wall.
Okay. What are the rolls, the dice?
I think it's going to be difficulty 4. It'll be four purple dice.
Okay.
If you fall,
I am going to use one upgrade or a destiny point on this.
Okay.
Because I don't want to fall. So here's the roll.
Okay.
Oh my god, even with all that shit.
So it's not that you fall, right? It's that instead of you can't climb because the walls just don't have enough support for you to get up them, right? Like you start pulling them and they're breaking away in your claws. So you can use that advantage to destabilize the guys above it, right? You could be like breaking away the wall or like buy some advantage for the sixes, because the sixes are gonna do you say they're going inside?
Well, I imagine they would see this complete failure and sort of turn around and look at me.
Well, I think as it's happening, you just hear,
oh, shit.
climbing, not climbing.
Yeah.
I love how Zien was so fucking caught up to this point, and then it became a traditional JP character. And
I had an amazing idea, and then it just failed terribly.
Yeah. Ignored, can't climb. Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I will use the two die to I'll use both of it to each one to notice a single important point in the ongoing conflict.
Okay. So your destruction subroutines are indicating to you that, like before, like the whole structure is kind of unstable. And so if you go from trying to climb the wall to just trying to pull the wall down, that would be probably just as effective.
Okay. And then what's the other one?
It looks like the guys are falling back, not because their morale is broken necessarily, but they've gotten, like, you see one of them, like, put a hand to his helmet and then nod and then shout to the others and gesture to, like, fall back.
Is that someone's above me?
Yeah, that's on the balcony above.
Okay. Then over comms, I
enemy disengaging.
Theron replies, "This is what happens when you don't follow orders!" And, like, puts his come back.
I am sorry, Agent Talon.
So before they part, the thugs the rebels are going to huck a grenade back in your direction as a parting gift. So they're gonna do that. But the eights or the sixes still haven't made an action. So if you want them to scatter before this happens, you can.
We all scatter.
Okay. So yeah, you've all scattered as your action, and they throw the grenade, and it lands out in the bog and goes off, but doesn't hit anybody. So meanwhile, around back, what are you gonna do?
What does this secret entrance look like?
So it's
like a bookcase in a room.
Yeah, it's a panel in the wall of the, like, tactics room, and it's like a. It wouldn't be easy to see from one side, but it's obvious from the other side, and it leads into a hallway explicitly meant for getting characters out of here.
So I think you see us in this hallway, and yeah. And it's kind of like pulls down on a torch.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of like creaks open.
Yeah. So actually before you get into the room, so there's access into this side door, but there's like a T intersection. So you come in this way and you know that the base is ahead of you, but off to one side you can hear like a hissing sound and maybe some like some scrabbling sort of noises. Like there's definitely something down that hallway off to your left before you reach the other end of the secret door.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think for now I just make a mental note of it and disregard it.
Okay.
And we press on.
Okay. All right. Cool. So continue with what you're saying. So you're opening the door.
So we open the secret room. Can I see anything in there? Is there guards in there, or is it literally just an empty?
Do you just, like, push the door open and burst into the room, or are you gonna open it just a little bit?
I think I want to creak, yeah, and just peek around.
Okay, all right. Yeah, normally I would say no, but there's different opposition here than there was before. It's a different situation, so
okay.
Yeah.
What's the difficulty?
It's gonna be 2. Yeah. Because they're not expecting anyone to know the secret door is there at all. And actually none of them do except Greenskin. So yeah, 2 just for the noise and the fact that they're panics. And actually because there's a gunfight going on like 3 rooms away, take a boost die as well.
Cool. All right. Fingers crossed. Mm. Oh shit.
All right. So
what the fuck? Why are these? What? Look at my. Every time we roll a blue dice, nothing comes up.
Yeah. That's pretty just rough.
So you push it open a little bit. And I think here's the advantage. The person in the room notices you, but they're alone. So you push the door open and you see an Ithorian standing next to a hollow table that's like flickering. Because some like power, the stolen power cords that they've got running into this building have been damaged. And I think what happens is that he's seeing his forces like fall. Everybody's out fighting. And he thinks to himself, like the mental track here is like, maybe I should go. Maybe I should use that secret entrance. And he sees you. And you make eye contact with Greenskin. And he narrows his eyes and kind of like takes a step back and emits a low sound. I presume you don't understand Aethorian because you're an Imperial.
Hell to the no.
Yeah.
I'm pure Empire. All right.
Yeah. So he makes a dumb animal sound then. If that's, it's probably, yeah, you just hear this like noise and he turns his big hammer head and looks over at, there's a blaster pistol sitting on the table, nearby.
I think,
I turn back to TK and I say, that's the one and signal for them to raise their guns at him. And then I think I would take out my pistol and set it to stun, like to show what I'm doing. And before he can run, I'd like to take a shot off on him. How far are we though?
Well, so here's the thing. Like you do have the opportunity to like threaten him not to go for the gun. Right?
Yeah. So I think as you're panicking, I kind of just want to throw up my blaster pistol and yell, don't move.
You need to point it at him?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, roll coercion.
God bless you, Sam.
Is it two?
Good luck, brave soldier.
Sort of advantage since we all like have guns on him now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Take two boost dice. Okay. And let me see.
I can't imagine it'll be easy because his life's on the line.
Rebel agitator. Yeah, you're looking at a green or a purple and two reds for the
one purple, two reds. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna use a destiny dice too.
Okay,
for an upgrade.
We gotta be careful about that. We got one left, dude.
Okay,
was that a nothing?
That's a null.
Belsa the neutralizer. So, so you fail to coerce him. I think he goes for the gun. He like lunges for the gun.
I think Belsa just like tuts because she knows that they need him alive.
Mm-hmm.
So she just like lowers her pistol and just yells, "Seize him!"
I shoot. Yeah.
You're in the doorway. So really, only you and maybe Lana behind you can fire, or you can move into the room. In which case, he's gonna probably try and run for it. So what do you want to do? Or you can try to shoot him.
I would have lowered my pistol and just moved into the room and just yelled, "Seize him."
Okay. And I'm gonna shoot. I'm not gonna move. So if someone like steps up beside me, then I probably wouldn't even notice yet.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the stormtroopers are trying to get into the room, but if you're in front of them, they won't try to get past you or anything.
Okay. So what do I roll?
You're at short range. He's just across a room from you. So just roll an attack roll. He doesn't have any armor or anything.
No purple or anything.
You know, I actually think at this point, like, it's not about whether you hit him. It's about whether you're fast enough. So let's roll something. I want to roll something else instead of the thing. So you're doing a snapshot. You're just going to fire at him. Yeah. Why don't you roll your cool.
Okay.
And I will roll his, I'll roll his vigilance.
Okay.
And if you beat him, you just stun him and he's unconscious.
Okay.
Because it's not, you're not going to miss him. There's no question of missing him. Let's see.
So like that?
You didn't roll the, yeah. Or is that right?
It's cool.
Yeah, there's no opposition roll.
So yeah. No, you're just rolling your cool. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Essentially, we're kind of like rolling initiative.
You're rolling initiative to see who can shoot first, right?
Yeah, just to see. Yeah. Okay. See who shoots first, yeah. Okay. So the thing is, even if he wins, he's going to take a shot at you, and then the stormtroopers will just knock him unconscious. So.
Yeah.
So let me just roll
first. But he has a disruptor pistol.
No.
It vaporizes you.
You die.
You instantly die.
Zian does not tear up at all because he has no emotions.
All right, so short range, and he's actually not that great with a pistol. He's a talker, not a fighter. So let's see if he can. Let's see if he can beat you on the vigilance first.
If you die, we'll hold a small ceremony
Yeah, so he beats you because it's successes. Ooh. And then
he's not that good at vigilance, rolls four dice with one upgrade. What the fuck, Adam? He's straight up lied.
No, it's shooting he's not good at. No, he's fine. His vigilance is good.
Oh.
Okay. Technically he has one more advantage, but it doesn't matter. I'm
gotcha.
I'll reroll. Because that purple shouldn't be there. Give me a chance to reroll here. Okay.
Oh yeah. So,
point being, he does have a chance to do something before the stormtroopers blast him. So he's gonna try and take one shot at you, Lana.
Okay.
And you're at short range. But you do have some cover because he's shooting you past the table. So let's see. No, he fumbles for the gun. He runs for it, grabs the gun off the table, fumbles with it, points it at you, and then fires it into the table next to you. And then you fire the first shot. So he staggers back, and like normally the shot on this ball, like strength would be able to put him down, but he's a big guy, so he bellows like angrily and like. Probably like a glass on the table like vibrates. Y'all get this like deep bass like feeling when he gets angry. And then the stormtroopers pile in the room and one of them shoots him and he like falls to one knee and the rest of them just like unload stun shots on him. And eventually he kind of like stumbles around like, these guys are big, right? And then he crumples onto the floor.
Is he a human?
In the middle of the room.
What race is he, Adam?
He's an Ithorian.
Oh.
I walk up to him and like as he falls, I like kick him to make sure he's down. And I turn back to TK and I'm like, I'm not carrying him.
One of the stormtroopers, not TK, is like, filthy alien. And TK looks at him, he's like, stow it, soldier. And TK turns to you, and he's like, so what are we gonna do with him?
And I point to the body and I'm like, well, you got to carry him out of here somehow. We need to bring him back out front for Agent Talon.
Elsa kind of like interjects and puts a hand out and she says, no, leave him for now. TK, take your men and sweep the building. Thara needs your help.
Aye, ma'am. And he takes his men out and they head out into the rest of the compound. So in the front, in the battle for the battle to protect Greenskin, which has already failed, but they don't know it yet.
Right.
What do you want to do, Zian?
So I know that the people above me have retreated, or I heard that they were retreating.
Yeah, they've started to fall back. Yeah.
Okay. Has the gang entered into the building?
I don't know, Talon. Have they?
Yeah, no, we're already inside.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, you sent them inside.
Okay. Then maybe just through, is the wall just made of like wood?
It's mostly like scrap metal that's been like riveted or welded together.
Well, what I want to do, you tell me if I can do this, is instead of coming through the actual, you know, portal, the door, I just want to come through the wall closest to where I'm at.
Oh, you just want a Kool-Aid
and
man.
Just yeah. And Kool-Aid man and just walk into the room.
Oh yeah.
And just Kool-Aid okay. Man into the room and then survey the room to see what I see.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you can do that. We'll do that in just a second. So
great.
The gang rushes into the room and they're basically like they're running into an embattled position, right? Because these guys have like taken cover and are waiting for someone to run through the door. So there are eight rebel troopers inside. Theron, are you charging with your goons?
I mean, it's not like a full-on charge. We're breaching a door, so it's sort of like, you know, carefully. But I'd be the last one in no matter what.
Okay. Yeah. So your guys will have to clear some of these right. rebel commandos first before you can really get into the room. So let's do that. Let's have them fire. So the sixes are firing from they're firing from cover at medium range now.
You can do this, sixes. I believe in you.
Together. Okay. There you go. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're getting pretty close to one of the sixes going down from strain though. So we'll keep that in mind. You can see that they're not used to like all of this like straight up fighting. Normally they just intimidate people and people do what they want. But they deal 3, 4, 5 damage. So they kill one of the rebels. So that's seven. Cool. And then the rebels fire back. And then ZN, you can try to jump in there. Okay, rebel troopers firing at medium range into cover.
Hey, get wrecked, no, rebels.
Nothing. Okay, so they're firing back. You've got cover. It's all chaotic, so they can't get a clear shot. And now, ZN, what do you want to do? You want to go through the wall?
Yeah, I go through the wall, survey the room.
Flanking maneuver. All right, just make an athletics check to tear a hole in the wall big enough for you to get through.
All right, what's I'm gonna the, say
difficulty. Difficulty 2. Oh, yeah. That's real.
And then so when real. I enter in there, I want to also disarm a target as I walk in with the 3.
Totally. Yeah. So there's a guy although, next to the
wall. Did you see what I said in Skype? Because I'm not sure if I'm using the advantage dice correctly.
Yeah. So the advantage, you can use the combat advantage stuff pretty much whenever for advantage. Okay. But each skill has additional stuff you can do if you look
gotcha.
At it.
Gotcha. So it's additional. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. I want to disarm a target as I walk in.
Definitely. So there's a guy with a blaster rifle, right? And he's behind cover. He's the guy closest to the wall to the outside. He's like popping up, firing, right? And he like crouches down. And then there's this like ripping sound. And he turns as you like just pull the wall open, like stride in. And you can literally just reach out and crush his rifle in his hands. Like he's just staring at you like.
Violence engage.
Then I just like grab him and I don't disarm him or like take his arm off. I just throw him behind me.
Right, you grab his rifle to pull him, and you swing to throw it, and he lets go and goes flying, and you're just still holding the rifle.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Yeah, he crashes in the ground somewhere else. Cool. Okay. So Theron, what do you want to do? Do you want to take a shot at the commandos?
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. 2 purple.
Yeah, it's medium range from the door to there, and 1 black because they have some cover they've set up.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, look at you hitting stuff. Take a strain, and you'll deal. Let's see, 6, 7, 8, 3, 5 damage. That's enough to kill one.
Best XP I ever spent.
Yeah, Theron with that agility.
Man, that's all I needed.
Okay, so what do you want to do in the back, Belsa and Lana? The stormtroopers are clearing the rest of the facility. Zien and Theron are storming the front door.
Well, since Belsa sent them out, I mean, I imagine maybe like Lana tries dragging him, and it just looks ridiculous because he's like so big.
Yeah, he's really tall, really heavy, very meaty.
And so she's like just grabbing him, and she looks up at Belsa, and she's like, "Do you mind helping?"
Elsa's like, "I have a better idea," and she comes into Theron and she says, "Sir, the payload has been secured, but we might need some help from your new toy to carry him."
Okay, a little busy right now.
Yeah, and you can hear like
I could just hear like blast of fire, like a Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, totally.
I drop his feet, and I'm just like. And so I just like hold my pistol and in case he wakes up.
Okay.
So
that message says, "Understood." And then she just looks at Lana and is like, "I think it's going very well."
I think there's not much we can do unless we go out and help them fight. But then we leave the body alone, so so we can't really do that.
A job well done, I'd say.
I pull out like some food and just start eating because I'm just like and sit down next to the body.
Just bread.
Yeah. Bread. And there's like there's valuable. So here's the thing, Belsa. Now that you have a chance to kind of like get out of adrenaline, like storming the castle mode, you look around. There's like massively valuable rebel intelligence all over the place.
Oh wow! All right.
Can data I data pads and like tactical maps and like troop deployments.
I just start surveying all this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Storing it.
Yeah.
I do what I do best, and I watch the body like a watchdog.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'd like to just examine all the intel.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. You don't have to make a roll. You can just dig through it. If you want to spend a destiny point for like it being anything in particular, you could. But right now, it's just like valuable intel that intelligence that the ISP will want to look at.
Cool. Yeah. No. I would just start grabbing all that stuff to give us a little buffer of praise when we eventually return.
Cool. All right. I think that outside, ZN, do you want to, you and Theron and the goons, what do you want to do? You want to just keep firing back and forth?
I think for me, like, I assess the situation. Could I get in melee range of these guys very easily?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like the blaster pistol goes back in, and then the other arm comes out, and there's a, you know, a vibro axe attached to it. And then I just start walking towards the guys in front of me.
Terrifying.
Yeah. How many guys are left?
There are six. There's six of them.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I just want to walk
and
towards
you can
them.
Hear, you can hear blaster fire in other parts of the compound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still just sit there eating bread.
There you go. So, yeah, I just want to walk towards portions. Them and attack one if I can.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
What's the roll?
Two purple, and then it's just the roll on your vibro axe.
All right.
Attached to your.
Yep.
Nice. Oh, so here's the thing. You're like, to continue the Lord of the Rings analogies here. You've gone from being the lone orc with the troll. You're Sauron now. Your mighty axe about hurling rebel commandos in all directions. So do 8, 9, 10 with a pierce 2. You kill. Oh, and you do 2 crits if you want to. So you can kill 3 of the 4 rebels in the room.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you just start rending them asunder.
It's like a butcher shop.
Yeah.
Does that use the advantage, by the way?
Yes. Yeah. That uses up those.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
So for every, basically, if you look at your vibro axe, for every 2 advantage you get, you can buy yourself a crit because the critical is so low on a vibro axe.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Great.
Yeah, that's why you're getting those crits. So you're just coming in and just chopping them up. And a crit to a group of minions kills a minion for each crit that you have.
Oh.
So you just spend them to kill one.
Noted.
Regardless of how many wounds they have. And then your regular killed... actually, no, that kills all of them because there was... what did I say? There was 6? Oh, yeah. Okay, there's 1 left.
So there's... Okay, so I kill 5?
You kill...
I
kill
4th.
Right, because it's 10. They have a wound threshold of... 5 after soak, so that's 2 plus 2 crits. Yes, there's 2 left.
Okay,
Theron, do you want to take a shot on one?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay,
still 2.
Yeah, there are 2 left.
No, I mean like 2 purple.
Oh yeah, same range. And they still have cover technically.
Right.
Would they not be terrified by?
Oh
my good god!
Oh shit!
So again, Theron, same rules. Your triumph can be a crit, plus your damage is enough to kill one. So you can take 2 quick shots and just kill the last 2 if you want.
What the fuck happened to Theron from last episode to this?
He joined the criminal underworld and became the butcher. The butcher
became a sharpshooter.
A lot's nice happened since you were gone. A lot's happened. I became a bad man.
Oh, nice shot, Agent Talon.
They're all instantly like headshot, and it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like mid axe strike, and then you hit, and I drop it and say what I said.
Yeah, and yeah. I look over at my men, and it's like that gif of that guy who's like, oh! I'm like, damn! Yeah. They're all blown away that just happened because it was an amazing, like, it's over.
And can we, like, hear the cheering in the other room?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can hear, because the walls are pretty thin and stuff.
Do
so
you just like, hear, yeah.
And all the.
Yeah.
All the blaster fire has sort of stopped.
Everyone's doing it so Zian tries.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so in the aftermath of the battle, we wipe away from the battle scene to a bunch of rebel commandos, a bunch of like men and women and you know, humans and aliens, and the stormtroopers have all like manacled them and like strung them together. There's about a dozen of them. Greenskin is still unconscious. Where is everybody? Like, what's the setting for this one?
I imagine the stormtroopers and the remainder of the 8 Street Sixes are sort of gathering everyone together who's in chains and sort of binding everyone and making sure everyone's outside the complex. And I guess the rest of us are gathering all the intel we can from inside, I'd imagine.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so Belsa, you and Theron scour the place, and yeah, it looks like not only does this contain information about kind of the New Republic's plans for Terrace, it outlines some other systems nearby, some plans for like an ambush once they had Terrace. You know, it's got a bunch of very, very useful information that you'll be able to take back with you.
Okay, great.
And it was a job well done and worth it.
Yeah. Good work, gang.
So what do you do now? You've successfully like raided the base. You've got Greenskin captive.
Come back and bring that prisoner, and then we have Greenskin as well.
Yeah, I think the main plan is that we all head back to the Moff and give him a lowdown of what we discovered, and that. It seems like his rebel problem is taken care of.
Do we need to go back there, or can we just go home?
Well, I would like...
You want your little one-to-one with him?
Well, what I want to do is see if we can figure out where the hell JP's character came from, because if there's one droid here, is it not possible there are other droids and the Moff can have his own, like, badass droid army to watch the planet? Like, isn't that a possibility? Like, where did he come from? Where did his character powered online from somewhere?
He was a sleeper, dude.
Yeah, so where are there others? Like, I feel like that's an asset that he could have. Plus, I'd like to give my sixes some, like, he can be like the police of the mid-city, man. I want to give them some credit.
Right. So I mean, that's the thing. Like, we can talk about some of those little, like, the montage of sequences. So, like, yeah, there's probably a scene of I don't know, who do you put in charge of the sixes? Is it Mr. Pooch?
No, Pooch is always a good second in command.
he's not leadership material.
He's not leader.
Oh, no. Poor guy.
There's a guy at the battle. His name was Isbat Fizzlebod.
Okay.
Isbat Fizzlebod, and he was just like, he had my back the entire time, and he was like always out in front. He was always the first guy in, and I was like, that's the guy. That's the guy right there. He's the guy I want to run Midtown. And then Pooch, because Pooch had such a successful time in the city, he's the guy that we put in charge of the reestablishing order in the lower city. He's the mayor of lower city.
There's probably some conversation where it's like you and him and like the Moff, and you're like, we're gonna put you in charge of the lower city, and he's like, thanks, boss.
Yeah,
cool.
Charge of lower city, so he gets but he's gonna clean up that lower city is what he's gonna do.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So it's actually a really, really nice, it's a nice tie-in to have made those connections to the underworld in the last episode, and then now be able to use them to go to the Moff and be like, yep, nope, we got the undercity under control too.
Are we getting these guys on like Empire payroll?
Yeah, and we should get them like some of the slaves that you had in your cantina. We'd give them a couple of them to like keep them happy, I guess.
Yeah, so like the sixes are...
There you go, you get some slaves too.
Yeah, the sixes and the Moff are sort of like buddies now, and we're gonna have, you know, everyone scour to find more droids on the planet, because if one was here there might be more, so perhaps he can have some assistance, and we you know, we're gonna report back to Fox. We have everything we came here for.
Awesome. Yeah. So I think that we kind of end the mission on a shot of Terrace, and it's Terrace at sunset. So there's the sky is red, And there's these, you know, the sharp black high contrast of outlines of the Imperial buildings rising up from it. And against that backdrop, we see your shuttle, flying up from the Moff's palace. And as the camera pans up, we see in the sky, like, you know, in the atmosphere of here, it's like three huge, like, star destroyers, watching out over the good people of Terrace as they should be. And we cue the Imperial march as you fly in, and then the screen goes to black.
Oh no! Before that, we need one scene.
Sure.
Featuring, it can even be in the shuttle, but it's like Greenskin and I can't remember the other woman's name, Tala or whatever.
Tala. Mm-hmm.
This is the like after credits scene of the episode, right? Where the credits run, and then we cut into like the inside of the shuttle, and it's like bouncing a little bit as it goes through the atmosphere. And there's some kind of like special especially difficult to break out of manacles for like the big scary aliens. Or like, he's got his hands encased in these like huge metal spheres. Maybe they have him chained to the side of the shuttle. And then Tala just has her wrists bound, and they're wearing Imperial prison like jumpsuits now, so they have
that. Really ugly ones.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you cut to that, and who's what else there?
All you see is Lana with like two Imperial torture droids, and it's like as they enter the room and the doors close behind them, that's like the last thing you see of those two.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Cool. Well, let's hand out some experience points because you completed a mission.
So, Adam, here's the question I have for you.
Yes.
Do I get XP too?
Yeah. I'll give you XP for playing.
No, you're a robot.
I mean,
I'll give you, because the thing is, the XP is not a reward for your character, right? It's a reward for the player for playing the character that you use to make your character better. Okay. So it'd be silly if I was like, no, you don't get any XP because your character died.
You still completed this campaign with us.
XP, okay. Yeah, XP is for JP. XP is for JP, not for Otto.
Okay. So, look, I'll take the free XP, man.
Yeah, let me. I
don't know why you're trying to like give him the chance to not give.
Well,
you
XP. It's because I just used. I just used 175 XP to like be crazy.
Become a god.
Now I'm gonna get more.
So there's actually two things. There's two things that will increase. So you're gonna get XP, but also your duty score will increase. And if everybody's duty score together adds up to over 100, then your contribution rank will increase, which means you'll get like more cool shit from the Empire for the next mission.
Great.
I definitely will not contribute at all.
The Empire has definitely learned that your unit really needs to focus on the destabilization part of the Imperial destabilization effort, because trying to make things better is not what you do. You go and make
we shouldn't worse. Be sitting on those missions. Look, we're just wrongfully tasked.
But that's the thing, right? Like, the Empire will learn and be like, no, these people cause chaos. Let's go and insert them.
Look, you need us to go wipe out an entire race? Fucking let's go.
We can do that.
The next mission almost certainly is going to get you put into a place where things are like well underhand or well in hand for the New Republic and be like, just go and cause chaos, just burn that.
The Zian salute pops up
the whole time. They're like, thank god they succeeded, but oh my gosh, what did we just see?
I feel like there's a credits where it's like a joke credits and it's got like happy Imperial music's playing and like Talon's fucking just like shooting someone point blank with a blaster rifle,
like laughing,
and Zian's like pulling out the axe from someone and smiling at the camera, and Bell's sitting there like, I don't know, fucking torturing someone while laughing. It's all good.
I got this. Probably prisoners.
You got the torture prisoners.
Lana, you're obviously, Lana, your like credits, like blooper scene or whatever, is like a long pan up like a like it's a dark room and there's like a bed with like lavish like red silk sheets, and there's obviously like two people like writhing around in there, and exactly. We can't see who they are because it's too dark, but like there's a stormtrooper helmet with like kisses all over it sitting on the bedside table.
Yes.
Spoilers.
Also, to the person that made the look at this data pad, you're a trooper, sir.
Cool. So we'll do duty first. So everybody gets 5 duty for completing the mission.
Hey.
Oh, that's good.
Five for dealing
under duty. Under
yeah, just increase your individual duty.
The magnitude.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Under character info tab. Scroll down. Mm-hmm. Did you never choose a duty? Uh-oh.
Oh, I clearly did, maybe.
I clearly did, maybe.
Let me look at your character sheet. Theron. Yeah, you just don't have yours filled in. I remember we talked about it, but
am I raising the magnitude?
Or? Yes, you're raising your magnitude.
To what?
You raise it by five for completing the mission, five because you dealt with the moth.
Okay.
Five because you managed to capture both Greenskin and his lieutenant.
Cool. That's good.
So that's like the max possible you get. And I didn't plan for it, but I want to give Jesse. I want to give you another three for securing the criminal underworld aspect and putting them in touch with the Empire. That was a solid move.
Thank you.
So yes, the Empire appreciates your effort. So what's everybody's? We got to add everybody up to see if your contribution rank has increased.
Do we get bonuses for doing our duty as well?
Like our individual? No, that'll be part of experience. Oh, okay. Your motivation will
divide. So do we have an initial starting contribution rank?
It should be, what is it, JP? It's 10 for.
Well, our magnitude is 10.
Yes.
Unless you bought XP or credits at the beginning of your character, Jesse. Did you buy XP?
No.
Okay,
no,
so yeah, you have 10 magnitude, but our contribution rank should just be 1, right, Adam? Like everyone.
I think it actually starts at 0.
Okay. So then we were at 0,
yeah. Yeah. And everybody shares it. That's like the group has a contribution rank together.
Gotcha.
So what's your magnitude at JP right now?
Minus 15 cuz I started at 0.
Okay. Yours is 15. Lana, what's yours?
Mine's at 25.
We might be over maybe.
Belsa, what's yours?
Mine's at 35.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then what's yours?
Why is yours at 35, Strippin?
Because he started on 20.
Oh, how? Is there, because you're a Jedi?
No, you know, yours would have started at 10.
Yeah, everyone starts at 10, Sam, because
yeah, so yours is 25 as well.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Why was it 20?
So then Jesse should be 28 as well.
Mine's 28.
Yeah.
28.
So we're not at 100. We're close. We're about
real close,
13 away or 12 away.
All right, cool.
Can our duty change at all?
Yeah.
Because I would say, like, Lana's changed a lot in this mission.
And we can talk about it between between sessions. But what I do when I generate missions is that I roll on a table that I made up of, like, that is my table, like it's a percentile table or whatever. And the higher your magnitude, the more important your duty is personally to the group at large. And I use that to like theme the adventure.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we agreed that I started at 20, Adam.
I don't know how you cut off.
It starts at 10 and it goes down if you buy extra stuff. I can't imagine why it would go up. Because up is a bonus. It's better.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you're at 88 out of 100 to rank up to your next one. So that's cool. You'll do that next time. And then for XP... let me see.
So we're still contribution rank 0 for right now.
Yeah, still rank 0 overall.
Did we get any for the first mission we did? Is that?
I don't think so. We gave everybody XP for that one.
Yeah, we got XP for that.
Yeah.
Okay, and let me see how we give out XP. Because your XP is basically like find your motivation on your character sheet, and this is like your character's personal reason for doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we can talk about if things happen during the adventure that you can point to and be like, this was me acting under my motivation. And we'll give you some more points. And because chat is obviously like better at remembering these things than we are, if they can think of like specific stuff after we've talked about XP, then we can definitely take that.
I mean, I lived my duty to the fullest, Adam. I supported the shit out of the group.
That is true. You did. You're a good support droid.
It's true.
I did the opposite of my duty by the end.
That's good.
Yeah. So, and again, if your current duty to the Empire doesn't apply to the way you want to play your character anymore, you can change it between missions. For sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll end up doing that.
You can just choose it, yeah. I rolled for all my stuff, I remember, but...
Well, mine just doesn't make sense. It's, do I say it out loud or keep it?
You can if you want to, yeah.
What's the type?
Right now, it's non-human rights, and now that she's pretty much, like...
Hey, yeah, give me some rights! Fuck the... Because there's only one other non-human, and that's droids, because aliens don't exist in the Empire. Give me some rights, Pocket.
Droids don't get rights, dude.
Droids don't get rights.
Okay, so
if you want to die,
base XP suggested is typically 10 XP per character for a session of 2 or 3 major encounters and a handful of minor ones.
Whoa!
I'm gonna double that because this is a long mission.
Yeah, this was 8 weeks. This was 4 sessions, right? Four sessions.
Yeah, more than that, I think, because like the light side's on part 5. I think this was the 6th session of this mission. Sixth, so
yeah, and it started on episode 2.
Okay, so everybody take 20 experience.
Yeah,
and then playing to your motivation can also grant you 5 XP. Interesting, 5 XP per session. So we'll start doing that on a per session basis next time. But for right now. I think everybody did their, let's go through the motivations, again, just to make sure we have what everybody's motivated by.
Oh, motivation's different than duty.
Yeah. It's different than your duty.
Is that the same as obligation?
Mine's no, motivation should be,
it's above obligation.
It's just above game mechanics.
Now, yeah. Lana, yours might be a bit different because your character, yeah, your motivation is your blackmail.
Yeah. Mine was blackmail. So.
Yeah. You're motivated to get out from under that obligation to him. So yeah, Lana, take another 10 XP because that definitely happened multiple times throughout.
Mason, we get 5 XP per session.
You could get up to 5 XP per session for this. Like, we should actually be checking it at the end of every session. Like, did your motivation come up? Kind of like we did with mirror shades for like beliefs and instincts. So actually, yeah, at that point, like 10, how many sessions did your motivation come up? Like 4, probably?
I'm pretty sure my motivation like came up every everyone. Session so far.
Yeah, every single time.
Every session.
Well, I'm not too worried about
it. Even when it wasn't Talon, it was the Rebels.
I think that's true. Just give us the EXP.
I think you're right. Because like they came up most of the time, especially yours. And it, you know, you would have got that 5 every time. So yeah, take another 30. So it's 50, I say 50 total.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So you got 50 XP to spend. And I'm not too worried about you guys getting like overpowered.
I don't think I used any motivations, so I'm just gonna stay at 20, Adam.
Turns out that ZN unit has a bad motivator.
Well, I mean, like, how the fuck could I have done the quest and connections that I had when I had no motive? My motivations was to support, which was the duty. But yeah.
Yeah, that was your duty.
Did you supported this episode?
Well, and did Otto's motivation come up at all?
I mean, it did last time, especially.
It's the same.
Much.
My motivation was the Jedi, which was not ever in any episode.
Yeah. No, the one where you were shooting kids. Isn't that like you were like they were putting up signs that were rebels and
that's because Otto was a dick, not because he was motivated to do it.
Otto. So JP and I specifically talked about some stuff about the Jedi in Otto's like past.
Yeah.
Well, what about when you burn Luke Skywalker poster?
I definitely remember it came up at least once, and there was a time where I like
we stopped the car, we stopped the transport. That's right. Yeah.
And there was another episode. You can take 10 because there was another episode where it came up. Like I remember goading you about it, and you responded. So
okay,
yeah.
Oh, that might have been 10. At the bar with the guy. Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah,
so take 10 for your anti-Jedi sympathies.
All right.
Belsa, what's your you can take the full 30, but I'm curious what's your
My motivation is belief. The type is justice.
Oh yeah, that's right.
A strong, unshakable sense of right and wrong, sees the injustices of rebel rule throughout the galaxy and is committed to seeing justice brought back to the galaxy. She wishes those who have betrayed the Empire to receive the punishment they deserve.
Yeah, Belsa is so lawful evil. Yeah. Came up time and time again. Yeah, and we'll remember to do this at the end of every session so we can kind of keep that stuff fresh in mind. And then, Theron, what was your motivation?
My motivation was progress.
Mm-hmm. And what's great, well, I mean, I again, same thing. Like, it came up because your you're taking terrorists into a new golden age in which not only is the Empire in control, but they're in control of a bigger part of the planet than they ever were before, right? That you basically brought to, you're the diplomat that was like, hey, all three cities, let's all get together and be friends.
Oh, Adam, for this critical injury, can I heal it? Because it says until the end of the encounter.
So yeah, we'll catch up with the characters later enough that you've all gone back and been repaired and had a chance to rest.
Cool.
So yeah, feel free to get rid of all your strain, your wounds, and if you have any crits, you can cure them.
Well, how much XP is that?
You're
ending a planet. How much XP is that?
Well, so it's about normally it's about each session, but I'll give you 30 because it came up.
Do we get bonus for the intel?
No, that kind of stuff goes towards duty, right? So basically, if we want to think about the split, duty and XP are two different rewards. XP is rewarded to the player for playing their character according to what we've set out as the motivations of that character. So like tearing down the Skywalker poster or trying to save your kid.
We didn't get any. So if we get duty for the intel, wouldn't it push us over 100?
No. So with the intel, generally I set goals. I wrote down in the first session the three things that you would get intel for, and then if something big or you'd get duty for, and then if something really big or surprising comes up, you'll get that. The intel is just you doing your job. It's just useful. And then from a narrative perspective later, if you want to, you can always say I'm going to spend a destiny point and I got some intel from that last mission.
Oh, I see. All right, cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of advantage there. Cool. All right, so it's on me then to prepare your next mission. But good job, you've pacified terrorists.
Oh my Sweet. God, I'm gonna spend all this XP.
Yeah, and I got lots of XP to spend.
Yeah, I got more XP. I just spent 175 today, and I got 30 more. It's fantastic.
As if you weren't broken enough already.
I'm not, the thing is I always build characters that are super strong on one side. But I know the very weak point, and Adam knows that too. So we're going to start seeing a lot of bad shit coming soon. Like, this is exactly what happened to Mirror Shades, where I had a stupid fucking character that was, very, very melee attack heavy.
But Adam was all right, you're allergic to your own fucking body.
Well, no. I could get one shot by, a shitty mage. Like, I could just die in one round to a mage. So we'll see what happens. But let's do some shout-outs. Fantastic episode, guys. Yeah, exactly. Shitty mage. Jesse, why don't you start us off, good sir?
Yo, this was a lot of fun that I could actually kill stuff, and we saved the day, so that's great. And by save the day, I mean made it eviler. yeah, thanks, guys. This was a ton of fun. All my info's on the screen. I don't need to say shit. So that's
You're streaming
it.
Streaming after this? What are you streaming?
Oh, I'm not streaming anything. I'm going to be on another one. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Strippin', some shout outs.
What's up, guys? I'm Strippin'. Google it with safe search off. I'll still come up the top.
Boom.
This is great. This is my favorite episode.
Yeah, same here.
Bounce of Power. So special thanks to Jesse, who fucking painted an amazing picture for us to start with. Yeah. It was great fun. I'm going to go play some Pokemon. Hashtag Team Valor. Let's do this.
There you go. There you go. Pocket, some shout outs, please.
I think it's kind of cool that Lana's turning a little bit evil. It'd be interesting to see if she keeps going down that
road. A little bit?
She's become a little bit evil. It'd be interesting to see how that unfolds and what happens with Talon and the kidnapped or whatever hostage. But yeah, all my info's over there. I'm streaming Doom currently, but not today. I'll stream it tomorrow. So I'm playing through that. And so far, it's fun.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun so far.
It's a good game. Last but not least, Adam, some shout-outs, please, sir.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, I'm me. I'm Adam. You can follow me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm also streaming a little bit of the Doom. I'm almost done. And like Pocket, I'm enjoying the hell out of it. So if you want to come check that out, please do. I'm going to be finishing or getting close to finishing Valhalla tonight too. So doing a little bit of cyberpunk visual novel stuff. Otherwise, you can find me right here GMing things for the real roleplay. I think we're working on the schedule for the next Lightside episode. So if you are Team Empire and you want to come and talk shit, come on over. Keep an eye on JP's schedule for that. I've got a Q&A thread up on Reddit, and you can go there and post memorial messages about Cheese Whiz or whatever his name was.
Cheezel, right?
Cheezel. It was Cheezel, right?
Just Cheezel. Yeah.
I think it was Cheezel.
You should get one final yell, Jesse.
Poor Cheezel.
Yeah, Jesse, can we get one final yell for Cheezel?
Cheezel!
Everybody in the chat's going to do it too. Let's go.
That's true. They're going to do it for sure.
I love you, Cheezel.
They're going to do it for sure.
See you.
As for that, I think we're going to try to do a light side group session next Monday. Still waiting on confirmation of that. So whenever that does get confirmed, I'll let you guys know. And then, like I was always been saying so far the past 2 weeks, end of July / early August, we'll be doing a bunch of role play related announcements. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully you guys are too. Chat's going crazy right now. Chat's going absolutely crazy right now. Thanks everyone for watching. Fantastic episode. We'll have the first hour up tomorrow on YouTube. You can subscribe to watch the full thing right now as soon as we go offline. So if you want to do that, feel free. See you guys next time. Have a great evening. We're out. Bye-bye.